KB2HX has listening.
KB2HXS, this is KB4CPA. How are you doing, David?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I'm getting ready to get out the door here in about 30 minutes or so. I gotta go do a service call. Just hanging around.
Hello. What kind of work do you do?
I'm an air conditioning guy. I work with, Jimmy, N4MMW. He and I work together, and when he's out of town, I kind of take up the slack on his customers.
That's good to know. Everybody needs some work on their HVAC every now and then.
The maintenance part of it, keeping them clean and working. I did that for a lot of years in Florida. Florida, it's a little more because the air conditioning runs a lot more in Florida. You really need to maintain them twice a year down there. Get the salt out off of them and keep them clean and running and whatnot. Up here, not so much. Up here, you can get away with the ones that you're cleaning because it's just a different environment. But I cleaned up one the other day that was so compacted with dirt on the condenser, they weren't breathing real well. So got them working good. So it's just, it's all about, just like changing the oil in your car. Got to be done, Got to maintain the system.
And I need to get mine cleaned. I think it's been over almost 2 years now.
I would probably say in this area, 2 years would probably be the maximum I would let it go. There are certain things you can do on your own. You go outside and hose down the condenser, keep the dirt off, especially the clay around here. I get that red clay in them coils, man. It just doesn't wash off with the rain,
I like to get my hands on some of that stuff that you spray on there and it foams up. That really cleans it up good.
I'm sorry, my radio cut out. What was that again?
I like to get my hands on some of that stuff that spray on your coils. It foams up and it really gets the dirt out, and then you just rinse it off.
Oh, yeah. Well, I use a product that is safe on aluminum coils and copper coils. You really got to be careful what you use on it. If it's an acid-based cleaner or something, you really got to rinse it real good. Otherwise, it'll sit there and eat through the coil. There's several products out there you got to be really careful about.
No.
Product called Foam Bright. It's yellow. And it's an alkali based, and it foams up really good. I use it all the time, and it just does a really nice job without killing the coil.
Get that stuff.
HVAC stores will carry it. I mean, heck, even Amazon sells it. It's concentrated, so you can either use it in a pump sprayer, or I have a foam gun. Which I, put a couple ounces in, and then it just mixes with the water and sprays it right on. You just use a little bit. A little bit goes a long way.
I was doing some FT4. Been doing a lot of FT8, but I got on FT4. This is kind of a new thing for me and people were. Trying to contact me from all over, and I'm talking on 2 meters, and I'm using the same power supply, so I just shut it off for a minute. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. It's twice as fast as FT8.
Too much contacting over the years. Well, listen, Dave, let me get out of here. I got to finish getting ready. I just wanted to pop on and see who was around this morning. I'm going to put a question out to anybody that does any kind of radio repair work to contact me because I need my 706 looked at. It's it's got an intermittent problem, and I just need to get it taken care of.
Well, was it you I was talking to on Simplex yesterday?
No, that was Mike down in Anderson.
I've got a number of a repair guy. He's up in Arden. If you're interested in, I can email it to you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good on QRZ. If you want to look me up on QRZ, or if you got a minute to write it down, we can go over to 5-2 and I can give it to you there.
Let me find it, and I'll call you on 5-2. It might take me a minute, but I'll find it if you got a minute.
Yeah, I can head over to 5-2 for a minute, sure. I will be waiting. I'll QSY over there. KB2HXS, QSY in the 5-2, Simplex.
KBA.